T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
Mike Rodak, we had he was on one of the shows here at the station earlier. He did not think Mac Jones is worth the 15th overall pick, which is where New England is.
I think a lot of this is clickbait and putting, you know, 4 quarterbacks in the top 5. Guys know how to spin this. I think he does fall past 15. My question with New England that you guys would know much better than I do is what is their offensive identity now? If their offensive identity is somebody that spreads the ball around and can get you in and out of the right plays, then Mac certainly would fit that bill. He's not going to have, you know, the biggest, strongest arm. And with the conditions there, I don't know how that's going to work out. From a baseline talent perspective, I think he probably falls into the 20s.
That's Denny Thompson, a quarterback trainer and a guy who has worked with this kid, Mac Jones. I must say, he might be onto something here. We do this every year. And we know it's a quarterback league and that everybody needs, a lot of teams need quarterbacks or whatever. But do we really believe all 5 are going to be off the board in the first 10?
I feel Mac Jones, to me, is becoming the Mike Mamula of this draft.
Ooh, that was a mistake.
That's what he's becoming.
Little alligator
at least,
arms?
At least Mike Mamula tested through the roof at the combine, but he was never really a stud in the NFL. But it's like this hype. It's
just
like
dropping, hyped, overhyped.
And this is usually what happens. So I think you have to be, if you allow yourself to get caught up in it, then sure, you can think he's great. But Kellen Mond out of Texas A&M. I mean, Kyle Trask out of Florida. So wait, and they all had great weapons. All these guys had great weapons. They just, you know, they didn't have as many weapons. I mean, Kyle Trask has the tight end Pitts that's going to go top 5 in the draft.
Well, yeah.
Kellen Mond was like a 4-year starter.
And listening to him, too, it's like, you know, at 15, if you're going to go draft a quarterback in the first round, you are drafting it for upside. You know, you are taking a shot in a guy like Josh Allen. You know, maybe Trey Lance is like the equivalent of a Josh Allen. Like, this great athlete that can run. And we can turn him into a passer, and if he figures that out, heads up, we got something, right? Like the Bills might have with Josh Allen. Doesn't seem like, and this is a guy that works him out, that he feels like there's tremendous upside with Mac. You know, like he can, like he says, get you in and out of plays, he can read coverages, and he's got a decent arm, but you know, he probably needs some, you know, obviously, weapons around him. He'll have better weapons in Alabama than he's going to have here in New England.
I hate to say it. Game manager? Should we bring that line
up? But here's the thing.
But right? What? Like, it was like, and I think athleticism in running is where you sort of lose the ceiling.
And it's where the league is today.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have a guy, Lou, that can't run a little bit. I'm not saying you have to be, you know, Lamar Jackson, but you need a guy that can run a little bit when a play breaks down.
And look at Kyler Murray. Like, you know, there's a lot. Wow, that guy, number 1 overall. He's tiny. He's short. Yeah, he's a great athlete, but can he throw? You know, a big offensive line, got long arm action, and then here he is, and it's like, yeah, he's tough to beat. You know, it's like game planning against him isn't fun. Now, you saw him when he was beat up and didn't run all that much, but for the most part, he's a nightmare for defenses. So why? Is it because he's, you know, an accurate passer, can get you out of in and out of plays? Or is it because he can just take off at any point? And, by the way, he can throw the ball deep.
See, as a comparison, Tua Tagovailoa, the same quarterback that was in the same system with pretty much the same weapons as Mac Jones, was a number 5 pick overall. And now he could run. Now he could scoot. So he had that with him. So if Mac Jones broke all of Tua's records, broke like all the records, why shouldn't Mac Jones be a top 5 pick? Like, why shouldn't he? So there's the last 3 quarterbacks to come out of Alabama, Jalen Hurts, who actually went to Oklahoma, but he was still an Alabama quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, and now Mac Jones. All of them, threw for a ton of yards. All of them. I think the worst thing to happen to Mac Jones is Tua Tagovailoa. I think, and Jalen Hurts. You get him in the system and you go, all right, okay, they're kind of limited. They rely on their legs a lot. They're the beneficiary of a lot of unbelievable, we're talking high-end talent, skill position talent. Everything's easy for them. Pro coaches. I mean, one of the best coaches of all time. I mean, so I don't think the evaluation is what we're hearing, this whole, oh, they're great. I'm not buying it. I don't think he goes, because I feel like you look at him and go, okay, well, this guy's got a great arm too. So what makes Kyle Trask less than a quarterback than Mac Jones?
Yeah.
Or Kellen Mond?
Yeah.
And Kellen Mond was the MVP of the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I think there's been an overplay on the quarterbacks in this draft. And Mel Kiper's been all over this and others. And they're listing five quarterbacks in the first 8 or 10 picks. So here's Mel Kiper talking about Mac Jones.
Mel, we talked about Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback. You have him going 8th to the Panthers overall, but that's a big jump from 15th overall in your first mock draft. What happened?
Senior Bowl week certainly helped him. Carolina, Matt Rhule had him down there in Mobile. They're obviously going to take a quarterback or get a quarterback some way, somehow. They're going to get a quarterback. And I think in that division, again, they can be ahead of the game if they get Deshaun Watson. They get Mac Jones. He's not, with that people say, perfect for today's NFL, but I don't think pocket passes are dinosaurs, and Mac Jones, tremendously accurate, tremendous competitor, and incredible intelligence, makes him a pick, I think, in the top 10, at worst, 15 in New England.
Wow. That's pretty optimistic right there. I just can't see that many quarterbacks going off the board. There are too many teams that are going to look at it and say, unless there's a big difference with Trevor Lawrence, obviously, and all those other quarterbacks. But if you're drafting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you might need a quarterback. But you're also looking and saying, I don't know if this is the right guy. He's not Trevor Lawrence. And I can get a defensive lineman that I know for the next 10 years has a chance of being in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, this type of guy scares me a little bit. He just does. The more you start looking into it, he plays really well. His teammates love him, you know. And so there's this obvious, like, asset that he has that people are pushing. Even, you know, his former wide receiver.
Devontae Smith.
It was at the Senior Bowl. Was asked about Mac Jones. He said, okay, you know, who's better, Tua or Mac Jones? And he said, Mac Jones. He was bold and definitive about it. I'm talking about Devontae Smith regarding Mac Jones. I mean, I don't expect him to say anything differently.
No, he had a much better year this year with Mac, and he's at the Senior Bowl with Mac Jones, probably right next to him.
Yeah,
and
high-fiving each other.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
Throw it to me.
Yeah, he got me the Heisman.
Yeah.
Tua
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I think this is
a buyer beware.
I think
in my
it's
book.
Ceiling. I think if you take a quarterback in the first round, you want to get the next Pat Mahomes. You want to get the guy like Josh Allen, year three. You want to get this athletic quarterback that can wow you, that can do things that others can't. And it just seems like he doesn't have that. That's all. Whereas the other guys, they seem like they have it a little bit. Now, there's no guarantee. Just because you can run doesn't mean you can play in this league. You know, not all four of these guys are going to go in the first round are going to be great. Maybe a couple of them will be, though. But it's about athleticism.
See, to me, he has, unless there's this blood in the water mentality that's going on and there's this frenzy and people start panicking, he's really probably a second round guy. Like,
he won't, though.
No, because
I
feel like
around
there'll
the
be
back
this,
end, people will jump back in and get him.
Well, they'll be
like
this,
Lamar Jackson.
But I do think that his lack of mobility ultimately is probably going to be what drops him to the second round. When was the last statuesque, non-mobility quarterback that went in the first round?
Drew Bledsoe.
I was going to say Drew Bledsoe. It's like it's the last guy that literally wasn't running anywhere. He just stood there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't. It's just and. All of them got to run now. All of them.
Yeah, I think the game has changed.
If you
so
get
much.
A guy like Mac Jones, you better have tons and tons and tons and tons of weapons, and then teach him to get rid of it quick, and make sure that he knows where to get rid of it because he doesn't have the quickest release, so he's going to have to identify it quicker.
So based on that documentary that was done with Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, we know that the two constantly are in communication, and they're in communication about Alabama players. I think there's no doubt about that. Saban admitted that, right? I'm sure Belichick is going to find out an awful lot for Nick Saban about Mac Jones, and that's going to be one of the biggest problems these teams are going to have in drafting players is that you just don't have the connection, the communication, and the resources that you've had in the
past. So it's all propaganda is what it is.
Yeah, it's all propaganda.
Turns into propaganda.
But is Nick Saban one of those coaches that's going to throw BS at Bill? Or is he going to be legit? If the kid isn't what Bill needs, is he probably is more likely to get honest conversation and evaluation of Nick Saban.
Just like Cyrus Jones.
Just like Cyrus Jones.
This guy can play.
Very good. That works out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this guy is good. But I tell you one thing, he did convince me, though.
Who?
We could put Gardner Minshew back on that board. Realistic board. You tell me you wouldn't want that guy? I'm talking entertainment factor. Everybody fell in love with the personality of Cam Newton. You tell me this dude doesn't roll up in the mullet? Just with the comments, and he's got nicknames for his mullet.
What's up,
everything.
Creators across America? I'm Gardner Minshew.
I'm Michael Walker.
And he's better. He throws the ball better than Cam Newton. And I don't know. You mean if you draft Trevor Lawrence number one, do you really want to hold on to Gardner Minshew?
I do at the price I've got him at, because I've got a backup quarterback at $850,000, and if anything goes wrong with Trevor Lawrence, it's plug and play. I can just drop him in there.
What do you mean goes wrong? Like gets hurt?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Because he's playing through any kind of struggles. I mean, Peyton Manning had 50 picks?
I would think so. The only way I would do it if I'm Jacksonville is he's really an enticing guy if you're another NFL team, because he's on the books for $850,000.
Yeah, so I'm going to get what I can.
For each of the next 2 years, you're going to have to get an awful lot in return. So maybe that's why they do it, Lou. They do it because some team's willing to give them a much higher draft pick than he's really worth.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know what that is. You're not going to give up a first-round pick for the guy.
No. Third.
But, I mean, you know,
as opposed to a fifth or sixth or something like that. If you can get a third-round draft pick for him, maybe you do it there, saying you're going to get a really good, cheap quarterback.
I just don't see it. You draft Trevor Lawrence, number one. He's, you know, the most regarded, I don't know, prospect in college football since, I don't know who, Peyton Manning.
Andrew Luck.
Whatever you want to call it. Like, I feel like when you look at Gardner Minshew, you just think assets. What can I get for him? Because we don't need this guy. We're moving on. What can I get for him? Because if he struggles, we're going to play him. If he gets hurt, whatever. If he gets hurt, we're going to suck again, and we can get a high pick next year and work on our defense. I don't know. But I just think you look at Gardner Minshew when you draft Trevor Lawrence and say, he's nothing but an asset right now. Let's move on and try to get something for him.
Vincent Van Gogh, you know, people told him, you can't be a great painter. You only have one ear. You know what he said? I can't hear you.
Did he really say that, or did he just make that up? I think he just made that up.
Him and Chase Winovich can have their own YouTube channel and give stupid one-liners.
And immediately after the news, the rumors of the breakup between Alex Smith and the Washington football team came out today. Everybody's connecting Alex Smith down to Jacksonville because that was his college coach, Urban Meyer, at Utah. So if Alex Smith does go there, that makes Gardner Minshew, I mean, a really cheap price.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world, right?
Absolutely.
Depending on what Alex Smith wants in his life. But he play a few more years in the league, hang out with this one kid, Trevor Lawrence, teach him the ropes. I mean, to me, if I'm Jacksonville, that's exactly who I'm looking for.
Well, what does Alex Smith want to do? Does he actually want to play, or does he just want to sit with a clipboard? Because that's what he's going to do down there. He's going to sit with a clipboard, right?
Yeah. Or they might sit there and say, hey, listen, Alex, I can probably give you 3 or 4 games. I don't know. Maybe we don't play Trevor Lawrence week one. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
But
I think if I'm Alex Smith and I came all the way back from that devastating injury and I proved that I can actually start and play again, I think I want to play again. No? As opposed to, why am I coming back for another year after all that work I did so I can sit on the bench?
See, either way, even if they do work some sort of deal out for Minshew, which I think all of us are kind of warming up to. For the record, I mean, I thought we had him on the board. I mean, Pat's 2021 QB realistic wish list.
Alex Smith on the board?
Not Alex Smith.
No, I think Minshew has been a guy we have left off the board for some reason, you know, including Mariota, who's under contract. We've included a lot of these guys. Garoppolo.
So put Minshew on the board.
Yeah, Minshew right,
put him,
should
throw him on the board.
Be on
How about
the
Alex
board.
Smith? How about Hold Alex on. Smith?
What is the, Tyler, give us the Pat's 2021
this
quarterback
is the official
wish list.
Show list for realistic options for next year's quarterback. Mariota, Fitzpatrick, Mitchell Trubisky, Sam Darnold, Jimmy G, Alex Smith.
I think we should take Sam Darnold off.
Take Darnold off?
I think we should. He's not. I don't think that's realistic. But okay, but we can wait. Keep going.
Keep going.
Sam Darnold.
Alex Smith, Jacoby Brissett, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor. This one we should probably remove. Joe Flacco, Josh Rosen,
take
Nick
him
Mullins, Jameis Winston, your guy Christian, and finally Gardner Minshew.
Finally.
I think the last two.
We had to add him lately.
The last two, I think, are the ones. Because what I've heard, what I've been reading, is that New Orleans wants to start Taysom Hill. They want to start Taysom Hill. And they want a backup, like almost like a fallback a plan, just in case he screws up. So it's not necessarily going to be Winston. They could be a quarterback, you know, carousel with New Orleans also. They could lose out on Jameis Winston if they decide to they make him a starter. And he can easily go someplace else. Because all New Orleans wants is really just a stopgap quarterback with some sort of credentials attached to him. I think Winston should be the number one.
See,
number
if, I'm
one
New Orleans,
pick.
If I'm New Orleans, yes? guys, if I'm New Orleans, you need to win right now.
Why? What do you mean? Have to win right now?
This is your window of opportunity because you're so over the cap and you're going to be so over the cap over the next 2 years. So you've got to do it right now because you're going to start losing players. Matter of fact, they're going to lose some valuable players this year. They will.
I really want Winston to pull an 86-nighter. I wish nobody signs him. Nobody signs him. He floats around. And then, sure enough, the Patriots pick him up.
Now, Cuomo is the one that flirts around.
Who wants to eat a W?
So Alex
what about Alex Smith here?
Yeah, he was on that list. Do you guys want him?
Yeah, what about him here?
No.
Good story.
Is he better than Cam? Better than Cam.
I've already seen the story played out. Like make the you know Hallmark movies, whatever. Make the 30 for 30. Like I'm good.
Definitely, there's definitely
like do that. Like he's reached. He achieved what he could achieve. Like he should have been out of the league. An unbelievable, miraculous recovery. Played in the NFL with that leg, Swiss cheese that it was. No, the great spot is in Jacksonville.
Yeah, because you said it depends on what he wants. Listen, if Alex Smith is like, I worked my ass off to be a starting quarterback in this league, then he's going to retire. He's not going to be a starter. Listen, they won some games. He wasn't exactly great. The story was more about him coming back than it was him playing, unbelievable. They won some games, but it wasn't like he was lighting it up. So if he wants to continue to play and he's waiting for a starting job, that ain't going to happen. Do you want to go somewhere and be this guy with that number one overall pick and sort of when you retire, you can kind of watch this kid blossom and feel like you've got something to do with it in retirement? Then okay, that's a perfect fit.
I think for New England, there's too much risk and there's too much uncertainty when it comes to Alex Smith. I don't know what the gain is.
All right, so we're narrowing it down.
Yeah.
We'll take a few names off that
list.
Let's
take them off.
Sam Darnold should be off the list.
Why Sam Darnold off the list? Well, how do they get him?
I mean, it's just New England, right?
They would have to cut
him. I don't even think he's leaving New York.
They're going to stay with Sam Darnold?
They're not going to trade him to New England.
Yeah, they're not going to trade him to New England.
No, they're not trading
him. So it's like realistic wish list. It's like, and do we really want him? I mean, it's like it's a wish list. You know, I want Jameis Winston to eat a W here in Foxborough.
I want Minshew.
Okay, well, then that is your officially, you claim him.
I mean,
great.
I want a kid, but let's get rid of the draft. I want Minshew. I want Mitch. And because the only reason why I want Mitch is because I want to do an interview with Mike Lombardi after Bill signs with me.
And more importantly, after he wins the game.
And
for
I
you.
Want to see him spit after it wins the to game. Where it was a brilliant move by Bill.
Exactly. That could not be any better than that. That's how it really comes full circle.
The Red Sox are playing their second spring training game here today, and Jackie Bradley still does not have a team. Yeah. What the hell is going on with Jackie Bradley Jr.? We get into it and your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Keep up with Glenn on Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
That fat guy in the radio is crazy. He's out of his freaking mind.
We return to OMF on
WEI. The one was skied high into deep right center field. Back on it, Pueyo at the wall. He leaps up, and did he catch it? He did.
Wow.
Wow, what a grab by Cesar Pueyo, taking a home run away from Pache.
So the Red Sox playing a spring training game. Yesterday they played their first. Wasn't televised because apparently it would be too expensive to go cross town in Fort Myers and actually broadcast it from, what is it, Hammond Park or whatever. He didn't want to do that. So they get it on a Monday afternoon. Makes a lot of sense. I keep on reading that Jackie Bradley Jr. is living in Fort Myers and that players on the Red Sox keep on running into him like at restaurants and different places.
Reporters, too.
Yeah, hey, reporters Jackie, are running into him. And he's got no home, no team. And they've already started spring training. What the hell's going on here?
He's, I don't know, he and Boris are pretty set on this four-year deal that's just not out there and he's not going to get. Now, Scott might eventually get him something that looks like a four-year deal, but my guess is that he'll try to make it look like one to get what his client wants, but it'll be a one- or two-year deal with, you know, opt-outs to, you know what I mean, like $12 million year one. You know, he can opt out of year two. It's like only $5, $6 million. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I'm going to opt out because I think I can get more when the market resets itself. So I don't know. And I saw that the Brewers might be interested. I mean, initially it was like the Mets, the Astros. Now the Brewers are in the mix, the Red Sox. I don't see it happening here at this point. I don't see it happening with the Red Sox. I don't. I think they could use them. I really do. I think they could use them. And I wouldn't mind if they went over the CBT by $5 or $6 million to start the year because I think they can get under, you know, at the All-Star break. Remember, that number only matters at the end of the year. I think they're a better baseball team with Jackie in center and Verdugo in right, and then you sort of, you know, hopefully find, you know, platoon somebody in left field that actually works between the two or three guys that you can play out there.
And especially if defense is such a priority, like we had him on Friday. You talked about how important, like what are the things that you looked at, that you saw, you noticed when you were just sitting around your house watching games? Defense. Defense, defense, defense. So if Jackie's going to be that 7, 8, 9 hitter, like none of those guys are going to, you know, going to hit like for a really good average, but they're all going to hit like home runs. Like it all hit home runs. And I don't know if that's if what Jackie technically is because he's always all over the place. But just the fact that you have his glove out there and, you know, the occasional month where he gets hot seems like it's really worth it.
Don't you think, Lo, when you get into a situation like this where spring training has already begun and teams are looking at some of their younger players right now, there's less of a chance he's going to get anywhere close to the money he wants unless there's a major injury to, let's say, a center fielder on a team, right? That's the only way he's going to get it right now. When I say a major injury, guy's out for the entire season.
Well, my guess is he's got offers out there that just don't want to take him. They just don't feel like it's enough.
Well, you're running out of time, though, aren't you? I mean, teams have to make other decisions.
I tell you, Jackie's a different bird, you know, and it's not a bad thing. Or I'm just saying, like, this. Remember, this is a guy that's like 0 for 20 with 18 strikeouts. You ask him what's wrong, he says nothing.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I feel good. I've had some good at-bats. You know, or Jackie, the market isn't really here for you. 4 years. No, it will be. I'm fine. We'll wait it out. And it's like eventually you got to kind of sit down and be like, reality's got to hit you. I'm not going to get a four-year deal. Scott, what are we doing? Like, it's just bad timing for him. You know, maybe he feels like he's worth, you know, 4 years, $50 million, whatever, but this isn't the year to get it. It's just bad timing. So sign somewhere for a year, go play center every day, show you can be a consistent hitter. You know, last year, 60 games, whatever it was, he hit 280. I mean, if you go and play Gold Glove center field and put together a season like that, then you'll get your contract. Then you'll get what you think you're worth. But you can't just, you know, sit in your ass and then guess what? Now you got a bad April. Well, you had a bad April because you missed a lot of camp because he didn't sign. Like, it's not just.
Oh, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, what are you doing? Just let's go. Take the deal that's out there right now. It's not perfect, but, you know, life isn't perfect. Take what you can get.
I don't know how long he can wait. I mean, you know, teams are going to run out of time. Teams have to make decisions, especially on whether they're going to have guys on their 40-man roster. They've got to make decisions. I think, how long can this go? I mean, he's running out of time. He may not like the deal, but he can't continue this game.
I was
going to
say, like, if guys like, I mean, Brock Holt, I don't know why I would use him as an example, but when he left, Red Sox didn't re-sign him. He signed on with who, Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yes.
One-year deal, right?
Didn't last long. Remember, they released him. Everybody was like, bring him back.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
I mean, so that's really what it comes down to is how much of your pride are you willing to swallow?
I mean, at this point, I think like Jackie and Jake Odorizzi is another guy. Like, the minute, like, Bauer went off, you said, okay, Odorizzi's going to settle in somewhere. And this is a guy that's looking for 3 years, 45. Nothing. So another good pitcher, nothing. Camp's opened up. They're playing games. They played games. Two games already. You know, what are you doing? Get to camp. Go have a good year. No excuses. Because it's you wait two or three more weeks, like I said, and all of a sudden here comes April. 125. Well, it's because I had a bad eight, didn't have spring training. Well, whose fault is that?
I just wonder, though, is it such an insulting offer that the Red Sox made that they're just forget it. It's not even – I'd rather just go play someplace else.
Because the Red Sox made – have they made
I mean, I don't know.
To,
I guess I'm
Jackie.
Just –
Jackie, I don't know if they have.
Well, I mean, are we assuming that there's been no talks whatsoever?
They always say, I think they're being polite at this point. Like, we're still in touch and we're still this and we're still that.
That's what
they don't want him then. I mean, that's – isn't that –
Yeah, I don't think they want him at – well, they probably don't want him at his price.
Oh, maybe they don't want him at all.
Maybe.
I mean, what's to say that like they kind of know what they can get for him? They kind of know that, you know, he doesn't really help them as much as everyone thinks that he does.
I mean, to me, that's like the big hole that they have.
Center field?
Well, just outfield. You know, I feel like, you know,
especially in that ballpark.
Again, if you had Jackie and Verdugo, you solidify defense over there. And then between Franchi and Renfro and Marwin Gonzalez and Kike Hernandez, Tiki. But, you know, you've got options over there. A couple of them pop and you're all set. So if that's the only hole, what we don't know is they might just look at Jarred Duran and the kid down in AA, AAA, he's in camp with them right now, and say, he's, you know, by July, he's our center fielder. And now we can, now will you feel better? Because we got a speedy, very good defensive center fielder in Verdugo and Wright. We're where we want to be, and we're not dishing out $12 million. So we're where we want to be. So they put a lot in the kid to develop, but if they like him that much and they feel that way, then they're like, hold on, I understand, our outfield's a little bit of a... But by three months into the season, we're going to be good in center field and right field for a long time.
Yeah, but you already said it. It's a bad year. If you're not one of those top-notch players, best players on the roster in free agency.
Right.
Because teams are looking at it saying, we didn't have any fans last year. I don't know. We're going to have a few fans this year, but we're really not going to make any money. Our expense line, just to have employees working the ballpark's not going to cover, you know, 12% or whatever. We're not going to make a lot of money this year. This is the type of guy that gets burned in that financial world. Burned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he's better off taking a one-year deal, resurrect himself, and then next season try to see if he can go to free agency. Maybe we're back to a near-normal world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because now that you've entered spring training, you know, now where are you? Like the teams, if there's, you know, well, no one's willing to give it, what, do you got to wait? You know, you got to wait a little bit of time for someone to sit there and say, well, like you said, injury or
this
kid that we were really counting on, he just looks absolutely lost the first 3 weeks of camp and we can't rely on him. Okay, let's see what we can do with Jackie. But even if that's the case, you don't sit there and say, okay, fine, give him the four-year deal he wants. No. I'll give you a very healthy one-year deal. You want to dice it up and make it look like a four-year deal? Fine. 12 years year one, 6 years year two, $4 million year three, $2 million year four. Eventually, you're going to opt out. But you can make it look like a four-year deal if you want, even though we all know it's going to be a one-year deal. So you got to do something like that. It's just, I don't know, man. Just staying out of camp.
I don't know, man.
It makes no sense. You're only hurting yourself. His future earnings, that's all.
Well, I think it's funny, though, that he's running into players, running into media members, doing shopping and going to restaurants. And he's right there in Fort Myers. He lives there and probably a few miles away from the ballpark. And he's got no job right
well,
now.
Well, that's the thing. Like Matt Barnes, right? The fact that Jackie Bradley doesn't have a job right now is mind-boggling. To me, he's the best defensive center field in the game. He's won multiple World Series. Needs to be on a baseball team right now. I'd say I agree with you, Matt. Now I need to go ask Jackie how many contracts offers he's turned down.
Well, I was going to say, that sounds...
And then who do you feel bad for?
That sounds the same as what people were saying about Craig Kimbrell when he wasn't signed.
Yeah, well...
He was, oh, he's such a great closer. He's got a World Series, this and that. And other. Why is, I can't believe he's not on somebody's roster.
Because he's holding out,
yeah,
waiting
he
for
wants
more
money.
But I would say this. We're not hearing anything about any team being interested in him, Lou. So could it be that Scott Boras has had conversations, he's thrown out figures, and teams are basically saying, nope, not interested. So they're not even sitting and negotiating. They're right. just saying, nope, we have no interest. So the longer that goes, the worse off it is for Jackie. I don't get this at all.
Yeah,
I don't think you can. He's not the type of player that is a must sign by a team that he can afford to sit out spring training. Makes no sense.
And the Mets are a team that, you know, should have a lot of interest here in on Springer. They desperately need a center fielder so they can, you know, just have a better defensive outfield, move Nemo over to left field. Sandy Alderson said that the talks with Jackie Bradley didn't go far. So right away, you know, we want 4 years. Okay, talk to us later.
Yeah.
Bye. We can't do four. We're not going to do 4 years. So it didn't go far. And that's, I think, where they're at. They're holding out for this four-year deal that isn't out there. So keep holding out.
Absolutely crazy. Hey, we spent a lot of time talking about the NFL and COVID during the regular season. We spent time talking about Major League Baseball and COVID. Anybody noticing that NBA games are getting postponed on a regular basis? This one in question this Thursday involving the Celtics. What the hell's happening in the NBA? We'll get to that, and Kyrie has got a new cause. All of that and more coming up next right here on OMF.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on OMF.
wait, was that Lou?
I think that was
Lou,
you.
Right?
No, that was you. It's hot mic, what, you singing?
Was that Lou?
What was I singing?
Was you.
I mean, no. Okay, do you know what I'm...
No, I don't know when that was.
We got to play Name That Tune. Give it to me one more time.
I can name that tune and...
Go ahead.
Sounds like a chicken.
I have no idea. Oh, okay. Yeah, let this one play out. Let me see if I can. He's getting so good at that, isn't he?
Oh,
right? He's getting so good at that.
Timed it up good. I like it.
He does. So I get it. Like, so now, like, you know, that used to be a game we would play. You got to hum the tune, and then you got to guess the tune.
I never would have guessed that tune.
I wouldn't have guessed that tune from your humming. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, but he, he kind of played it like late. Like if I would have said, burr, 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 burr. No, actually, no, that's not a good one either. I don't even know which one I would sing.
No, I don't think we would have got that from you.
Oh, good.
Dun, 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 dun. What's that one?
This hour of OMF
exactly.
And the music is being brought to you by Eagle Bank. Eagle Bank sponsoring this hour. So, guys, we made a big deal about this. Go ahead. Go ahead
and
sing it.
What
song is that?
I know that song.
I was drinking. I got the beat going. I got the beat,
but
I can guess that song.
That's the way musicians do it, though. They don't when they create new songs.
Oh god,
that's the way. If you ever heard musicians when they say, "Hey man, how'd you create that song?" He said, "I had this beat in my head. It was like ba ba doo ba boom ba boo doo ya ba doo ga ba doo." That's the way they do it.
That's how Prince did it. I missed that documentary.
Not necessarily Prince, but if you
did a better job with that one, though. I could figure out what that one was.
Christian, that's how John Tesh recorded the NBA on NBC theme. He called his own voicemail and did that soundbite.
Thank you.
And now he had a number one hit.
Thank you. That is the way they John just Tesh, hear the song John in their Tesh, head. They man. Don't really know the notes or the instruments yet. They just know it's That's it.
I like it.
Okay. Bow.
Yeah, you should know this. You're an actor.
So we made a big deal about the NFL. Do you remember the NFL had, they were delayed games. They were postponed. And they played them a few days later. And we had Tuesday night football. Major League Baseball had 43.
College football.
43. Jeez. College football had a ton of them. And everybody was making a big deal. Oh, you got to shut it down. You know, you got to kill people. You know, you got to shut it down. The NBA has now postponed 31 games.
Quietly.
Is anybody saying anything about it?
Very quietly, too.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, we'll just do it like in trending. Oh, by the way, you know, whatever. Toronto's three games have been canceled due to COVID. And we just sort of move on.
There is carnage in the streets.
Yeah, carnage in the streets. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And it's Jeffy. And I feel like with the NBA, like it's just like the NFL, MLB, right? The first 2 weeks. The NFL, what was it? Like week three, week four, you had the Tennessee Titans. Like it just sort of happens and it works as like a wake-up call. Right? And then the rest of the year, like the NFL, the rest of the year seemed to go fine. Same thing with baseball. With basketball, it seems like for the last couple of months, it's just random. Well, all of a sudden, they didn't have like just a 1 week, 2 week, just complete mess in their hands, and then everything is fine now. There's still games canceled left
and
right.
No, and I do feel like and the NBA gets a pass for everything. Like, they get a pass for everything. Now, maybe it's just timing, though. Maybe, like, the give a crap factor is lower now. Based on just where we are, almost at the 1 year anniversary of all of us kind of going home and working from home, I feel like, you know, with the vaccinations coming out and, you know, the states opening up, cities, restaurants opening up.
Good luck. I have 5,342
yeah, how many
hours
days?
Waiting.
You still got like 5 days before you get
I'm
the vaccination?
I'm still on hold on the
well, the
the
point is, I mean, isn't that kind of it, though? So if the NBA, when the NBA, they shut the NBA down, they force them all into a bubble. If the NBA was trying to have a season, start their season, like Major League Baseball, it would probably be met with a little bit more, I don't know, backlash?
So why?
Criticism?
Why do they get no backlash in any of this? One, I think the players do not want to go back into the bubble, and so they've already done that. And the second is, it's Adam Silver. For some reason, the media just adores Adam Silver. He's the greatest commissioner in the
history. They get a pass on everything.
Yes. You know
why? Because the NBA, if the NBA was like a state, like the NBA would be the mayor of Wokeville. Like of all that's they would be the mayor. Like they are setting, you know, strategies, you know, setting the temperature in the room, what you should be upset about, what you should care about. The NBA, like the NFL, not so much. Major League Baseball, people don't care about as much.
Well,
sorry,
Lou. I get it, but like the same people that are going to be screaming and yelling about, like, they're going to, you know, players are going to be dying. You could have an athlete dying, and how awful that would be, and. I think there'd be a tough argument right now when you got through a Major League Baseball season at the end of the year, when you got through an NFL season, when college football got through it. So to come out now and to sit there and say the NBA is being irresponsible by just postponing games and trying to play through it just kind of sounds a little silly when everybody has. Like, everybody has. The NBA did it in a bubble, I get it, but the NHL, they had their mini bubble, you know. They're playing, but baseball finished it outside and traveling and everything else. And same thing with football, college football. So what kind of an argument do you have now?
Well, it's amazing. The NBA is not only just moving along, but they're making sure they have an all-star game coming up this weekend in which they're going to bring players and all entertainers and everybody else into Atlanta. And that's how they're going to play this thing out, when they could have easily said, we're going to pass on the all-star game because most of the players didn't want to play there, didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
No, I do think it's just, I think it's the NBA. I think.
Yeah, you're right.
They just get a pass.
Like, they're woke.
Even though, so hockey. Hockey is not back
they're
at a normal. They're
postponing some games.
No, but hockey is, they got these little, you know, bubbles, little mini bubbles. You know, where they change the divisions, change the conferences, and they're
They're just not traveling as much.
Yeah, they don't travel as much.
I mean, just far, I should say.
So I don't even hear about NHL postponements.
Oh, they are.
I mean, I know, but you don't hear. But nobody's making a big deal out of it.
Not even the NBA. I mean, the Raptors, they got postponed last night, right? Like, no big deal.
And the Celtics are scheduled to play them Thursday night. Is that correct, Tyler? Thursday night, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what's going to happen with that game. I just think it's unusual that the NBA, and I guess you're right, Christian, they are so woke, they get away with it. The commissioner will, you know, play the game, and they don't have to worry about the criticism. So let me ask you about Kyrie Irving. He is, some people get on crusades, and they get on the crusade for a while, and then they get bored with it. Kyrie Irving is doubling down now on changing the NBA logo from Jerry West to Kobe Bryant. So here's Kyrie on wanting Kobe as the new NBA logo.
I know that it probably was met with some people that love it. I love the idea, and some people that don't like it. But my thing is paying homage to the example that has been set by that man. He's 17 years old. We're drafting guys even younger now, guys that are coming out of different places. And he was the standard for our generation, and he will continue on. And I want that to be something in history that is changed forever.
So I don't know how the logo changes at all. So somebody has designed these NBA logos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they've designed them with Jerry West, and then they have it with Kobe. They have it with Michael. They have it with different players. How many people do you think really know that Jerry West was the model that they used for the original
logo? His nickname is the logo.
Yeah, but I bet you not that many people do. Now the story's out there, I think you're seeing
that's
it more
why they
some
know.
Story. So now, now you know what's out there. Listen, I don't mind, and it sounds like Jerry West doesn't mind if they change the logo. It's just like we talked about before. If you go to the Kobe Bryant, you know, that would be a great tribute. But, you know, what if there's not, like, that's a tragic death. What if there's another tragic death from an NBA great? You know, that all of a sudden you sit there like, you know, what if Michael Jordan or somebody, LeBron James, for Christ's sakes, like, unfortunately, some tragic, awful death. You turn around and say, okay, it's Kobe for a couple years. Now let's change it again to honor this guy.
What if it's Jerry West?
Well, I'm just saying. So it's, yeah, or I don't know. I just don't know how you go about doing
that. See, the thing is that, you know, what Jerry West did as a player is one thing. What he did as a general manager, you know, about the Lakers, about the Golden State. I mean, the dude's got his fingerprints on a ton and ton of championships. But he's a humble guy, and so he doesn't really want all the attention, and he doesn't want to be part of the story. So this is Jerry West back in 2017.
First of all, I wish that had never gotten out that logo. I do.
Really. Why? It's the best nickname ever,
really,
by
do.
The way.
And I've said it more than once, and, you know, it's flattering if that's me, and I know it is me,
yes.
But it is flattering. It's also, I think, if I were the NBA, I would be embarrassed about it. I really would.
Why?
Because I don't know. I don't like to do anything to call attention to myself. When people say that, that's just not who I am, period.
Wow.
And if they would want to change it, I wish they would. In many ways, I wish they would.
So this isn't like this is a new conversation. This has been going on for a while.
No, right. But that's his nature, first of all.
Because he's awesome.
Right. And he is. And and he's one of those guys that doesn't want the attention on him. Even as general manager, he would kind of hide in the background. He was never out there and really visible. And a wonderful guy. Don't get me wrong. But he likes to stay below the radar. And what else is he going to say right now when there are African-American players who are sitting there looking at it saying, the logo, even though majority of the players in the league are black, you have a white guy as the logo for the league. What is he supposed to say in that instance? No, I want to keep it. We should keep it with me?
It's a no-win situation for him. It's a no-win situation.
And
I would say the NFL, it's just the shield. You know, Major League Baseball,
I don't know who that guy is.
Do we have a name? We should find out who that guy is.
I don't know. But I just don't. I don't feel like Jerry West is the face of the NBA. It's just a logo.
That's how I look at it.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
The logo is Jerry West. Like I said, most people don't even realize, and they probably more people do now because it's talked about, but nobody's saying Jerry West is the face of the NBA. And for him to talk about Kobe, it's tragic. The guy was a role model. The guy was a great player, Hall of Famer, everything else. You also can't deny that there's some skeletons in his closet.
You're not allowed to talk about it anymore.
Well, I think you should be if you want to make him the logo of the NBA and the face of the NBA. I think you should. You know, and then you go, like you're talking about before, the league. Yeah, 74.2% of the league's basically black or African-American. I was just looking from the Detroit Free Press, like their article. This woman wrote in the headline was, time for the NBA logo to swap Jerry West to a black player. And he says, but which one? Like, he doesn't even care which one. You know, so I just think you got to be careful. You put Kobe Bryant as a face, sure, great representative of the league, but there's still some skeletons. Like the minute they do that, people will be bringing up the whole sexual assault charges.
Let's just play it forward, okay? Let's just say, okay, a big announcement, changing the logo. Jerry West, adamant, doesn't want to be part of it anymore, is forcing us to change it, right? Or we're going to get sued by Jerry West. Kobe Bryant would not be in my top five.
Be Jordan, but then Nike would say, no, you can't use that one either.
Okay, but he still wouldn't be in my top five. So, I mean, the fact that he died pushes him to the front of the line. Like, I mean,
it's
there's
just
so many
logo,
other players.
It's not the face of the league.
I know, but the fact is that fine, okay, let's change it. Again, Kobe died. It was a tragic death. You're past the year of him dying. Like, it's people are pushing for it. I'd still put five other guys in front of him.
Yeah, why isn't Michael Jordan the
well, I know,
face
but forget
it.
I mean, like, you can use
the greatest player to ever play the game.
Any player of significance. I mean, there's a bunch of them that you can list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just he's the most recognizable, successful guy that has retired and, oh, by the way, died in a tragic helicopter crash.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty stupid, this writer from the Detroit Free Press talking about just name anybody.
Oh, line it up.
Anybody, you know, let's do anybody. Walt Frazier.
There you go.
Not on board. Now, this is an old-time player.
Bill Russell.
African-American, and he says, first of all, if you just use one guy, you're embarrassing a lot of other guys. I would start with George Mikan. What about George Mikan? Without George Mikan, these guys would not be around. What about Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell? They saved the league at that point. That brought us to the 70s. Interesting.
The Knicks
and the Lakers were there, but Kareem and Dr. J came in, and then Michael Jordan. And he's right. There are so many great players.
I know.
You know?
I would like the picture of Dr. J grabbing Larry Bird's throat and Larry Bird grabbing Dr. J's throat. That's what I think the logo should be. That, to me, is iconic. You don't know who's
pre-season
winning.
Game
who's
too,
choking who out.
Pre-season
you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've told me that many times. One of my favorite pictures of all time. Who's getting choked out? Who's winning? Yeah. You have no idea.
I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think people.
I just, like I said, it's not the face.
And again, I don't think people
it's a
look
damn
at
logo.
Yeah, they.
It's coming though.
I don't think people,
you know that, right?
I think it is coming. No,
it's coming.
I did not, but it is. I think it is coming, and I think Kyrie is no dope. I think Kyrie knows he can be the guy that's pushing it. And when it happens, guess who's going to get all the credit? Kyrie's getting
LeBron.
The credit.
Sometimes I feel like I have to hide my gifts to dumb it down to be a basketball player.
Yeah, I see them doing going to, because no one will, you'll never agree on what it should be changed to. There'll be those that don't want it messed with at all, and they'll fight the good fight. There'll be those that want it changed, and they want a specific person. And then and then the end, you'll just change it to the NBA. It'll just be, how about a peach basket? Let's do that.
It's why don't you just change it to an unidentifiable player?
Sure.
Like, I was talking about, like,
non-gender related.
Like, I mean, MLB logo, just some guy up there with a little ball in front of him hitting.
How about just a hoop and a basketball?
That's nobody. People always thought it was like Harmon Killebrew, I think. But it's nobody. It's just a guy standing at the plate. Just make it a guy shooting a shot. Who is it? It's nobody, actually. We just drew a picture of a guy taking a shot. Like, just take it out. There's no name. There's nobody behind it. It's just a freaking logo.
It's just going to be a basketball.
Whatever.
What type of basketball? What color is the basketball? Well, it's orange.
Is it a game ball or is it a practice ball?
Is it Nike?
Well, the
what
logo
kind of ball
is
it?
So the logo
is it Wilson?
Logo is white with a red and blue background. Are we going to change that as well? Are they going to change the color of the
player? I would say everything is up for debate.
I mean, it's a logo. Most people didn't even know it was Jerry West until it started to become a controversy in all of
here's
this
what
a
I,
few years ago.
Here's what I figured out. Like, if you want something, you really just kind of have to ask for it. That's it. You just have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Wait and see if it gets traction. Because we're going on a week now. We're going on like our seventh day with this whole change the logo. Now you're getting in all the older players. What does Magic Johnson say? Well, I want whatever the people want. That's what Magic's going to say. I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Ask OJ. He'll have an answer.
Yeah, has OJ commented on
this? Make
it
an unidentifiable player.
I'm sure OJ's
coming. Just move on.
Oh, wait. No, let's not do anything and then not move on.
Taco Fall.
Yes. Perfect.
Great. It should be like a lottery.
Al Horford.
We know what happened. We know what happens. A guy dies. A guy dies. Everybody feels terrible. It's the 1 year anniversary. You feel even worse, and so now people start bringing up how we can memorialize this guy forever or whatever. He's going to be memorialized forever. He's one of the all-time great players in this league. But you're going to change the entire logo because of this? And then what happens when we have another tragic incident with another player who might even be a better player than Kobe was?
See, the only way, so if Jerry West actually passes away, that's the only way it stays as Jerry West.
I don't think so.
It's the only way.
They'll still want it changed.
He's they up won't there be able in age. I think, what is he now? Like 85, 86? He's up there in age, right?
It is one of the coolest ones, though. I'm just saying.
It is a cool logo, and I think to change it would not be the smart move.
82 years young.
82. Okay, there you go. All right, 617-779-7937. The Patriots have some decisions to make. We're 17 days away from free agency, but could it be that Bill Belichick really wants to keep the quarterback who was your quarterback this past year? We'll get to all of that and more coming up in the final hour of OMF.